Back out at the Georgetown Fair 2025, Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for WITY. And it's all done with the Master Showmanship here for this year. I've got the judge for the Master Showmanship, Paige Lemonager, here with us. Paige, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's talk a little bit about you, first of all, your background, where you come from, how you got into this and got up to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Hudson, Illinois, so McLean County. My parents both grew up in the livestock industry, and our foundation as a family is within the beef cattle industry. We've got Angus and Herefords. I've shown females my entire career, so basically from age 8 till now 21. So this has been my final summer exhibiting cattle. But in terms of education, I studied at Lakeland College for 2 years, and I was a member of the collegiate livestock judging team there, so down in Mattoon. And then I made the decision to transfer 16 hours further. I decided to go to Texas Tech University. I was very blessed to have been recruited by some folks there in the animal science department that believed in my background and my mission and really wanted to support my livestock judging career. So, you know, collegiately, I'm going to be wrapping up another big chapter of life in November. So I'll graduate in May of 2026, and I hope to go to law school. Drake and Washburn are the kind of the two institutions that really stand out to me. So there in August of 2026, I really hope to be studying ag law. My ultimate goal is to give back to farmers and ranchers as an attorney in estate and succession planning.
Wow, that is incredible. There is a power-packed resume there. A lot to unpack there. Of course, a fellow Laker, always good to run into those folks. Livestock judging team there at Lakeland is a powerhouse too. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, Lakeland's got a great legacy. I think the strength of that program is truly in its alumni and the impact that all those individuals have had within the livestock industry and really agriculture as a whole. I was so impressed the depth of agriculture transfer students at Lakeland, whether that be in the John Deere Tech program, or you know, any agriculture transfer students like animal science or ag business or ag econ. We all got to be together. We shared a common interest of having a career in ag one day and a family lifestyle in agriculture as well. It was an awesome 2 years. I've still got some of my very best friends from there, so I wouldn't have traded those 2 years for the world, Matt.
I'm going to guess you probably had some teammates from over like the Stew Straws area that probably popped up, or over the Shelby County area at some point in time.
Yeah, I was a student ambassador. We had some of those that were from that area. So, you know, I would give tours of the college with some other students from different departments within the college. So it was neat. There was a great broadcasting program at Lakeland that I would often take students through to kind of see the campus as a whole.
First time here at the Georgetown Fair.
Yeah, I've actually been to this fairground several times. I've shown here in the past, whether that be in the open show, or they used to have a preview show as well that was a one-day show. Man, there's a lot of legacy on this fairgrounds. There's a lot of passion, and I think this fair should be extremely proud of their young people. It was great working with them today.
And overall, as a career showing, you probably well decorated in your time. Any one particular show that sticks out, or any one accolade that sticks out in your career?
Well, we've been very blessed because we've shown two breeds of cattle, so that, you know, my mind bounces back and forth between the two. At the Illinois State Fair, we had Supreme Heifer in 2022 and Supreme Land of Lincoln. And it's not every day you find somebody that's been able to, you know, get both those banners in the same year. We've got a picture of that hanging up in our kitchen for a reason. That was a pretty extraordinary day for our family.
Let's talk about this year's competition. You had both in the seniors and the juniors, three girls that just really, really are strong here in the area, come from great families, come from great farming communities. You had a little bit of a tough time out there. I could tell you made several mentions coming up back to the podium and to the crowd here that it was going to be coming down to the wire there. Really, when you came down to it, it looked like it was the sheep that was the decision maker. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, each of those kiddos came from their respective barns, for a lack of better words, or their divisions, right? You can tell as a judge where a person is comfortable in a particular species. It's hard, and I'd encourage anyone to come out to the fair and in any livestock show, for that matter, and just see the passion that the kids have. And really, when you get in multi-species like master showmanship, I always try and keep a tally, because I think that keeps me grounded as an evaluator. There's, you know, it all comes down to points, and there's no personal bias of any kind, right? It would have been really easy for as a beef showman to have picked the best beef showman, but it's my responsibility when I came here today to, you know, really pick the most well-rounded competitor, and that we thought could, you know, really excel in showing multiple species to the highest capacity. So
now, whenever you rounded out the competition today, you made a point to let them know that your mission today was to come in and to not be an intimidating judge. That felt like it came from an experience that you may have had. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, what comes to mind whenever I step into the ring, as much as it is the positive experiences, there are negative experiences that may have happened years ago or just a handful of years ago. Those linger in the back of your mind, like, man, that one time my heifer wouldn't set up and then the judge got a really bad look at her. What if that's why I didn't, you know, win my class? What if I did something wrong? And then the last thing I want anyone to feel is anxious, like they didn't have the opportunity to get the best look. I don't want to be the judge that comes off as intimidating and nerve-wracking from a showman's perspective to show to. Like, I mean, I've had judges that get frustrated or are trying to, you know, exit the show as fast as they can, for a lack of better words. You know, my best interest today was to really, really make this a positive experience, because it's incredibly important to keep young people involved in livestock shows so they come back to agriculture as a whole with their career paths. And that's what I try and keep in mind no matter where I travel or the opportunities that I seek.
Well, Paige, we felt that you were very encouraging and, of course, great personality, which made it for a very fun show here tonight. Are you judging anywhere else this summer here?
I've been blessed to go to Missouri so far. That was back in May. I'm headed to Wisconsin. That would actually be August 1st. And then I'm going to Indiana tomorrow. So kind of hopping all over. But I love giving back to Illinois and the livestock shows here on a county level. I think I'm never going to be a judge that's too big or too, you know, cool to come back and give back to small, you know, small town agriculture and small town communities like here in Georgetown. It's important to keep these programs vital. It's important to keep the young people excited about agriculture. So that's been my mission this summer. It's been an absolute blast. I love the fact that I've been in Illinois studying for the LSATs and with my own cow herd. But it was a good afternoon to get away. We were blessed with a little bit cooler weather today, and we had some rainfall yesterday. And I hope this area has been able to get the same. So.
Absolutely. Well, Paige, thanks for your time. All the best to you down at Texas Tech and in your career. And thanks for spending time with us here at WITY.
Thank you. It's been a great evening.
That's Paige Lemonager. She is showmanship judge here at the 2025 Georgetown Fair. We'll have more reports coming up from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.